Okay, good morning everyone. Tad Stevens, CPEthink.com here. This morning we are talking with Yoel Israel of Amplifying Marketing. Yoel, you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing great, super.
Can you hear?
Okay, yes, I can. Everything sounds good. Little quick housekeeping, really quick, everyone. To get your certificate of completion at the end of this webinar, we're going to paste a link in the chat box that you will go to, and we're also going to put it in an email that we will send you about an hour after the webinar ends. You will get that from GoToWebinar, so keep an eye out for that. Also, Yoel will be doing the presenting, and I will be fielding the questions in the chat box and in the polling questions as well. If you have a question, please do enter it during the webinar. We will get to those questions as we can, usually during the polling question time or at the end of the webinar or anytime after the webinar. You're more than welcome to send us a question on anything that happened during the webinar or anything that comes up, and we'll field that or we'll get it to y'all, and plus we'll have some contact information for y'all at the end. So without further delay, I want to be respectful of everybody's time. Y'all, you ready?
Yeah,
All
how is
right.
everyone doing today? I know you probably can't hear you all, but my name is Yoel Israel, and I'm with Amplifying Marketing, and I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I am a Google partner, and here I'll start with our learning objectives, and I'll tell a little bit about myself. So all this, I guess, we already went through, where the searches are going to be coming from for CPAs throughout the U.S. This is very important, because you want to know where specifically when people are looking for your service, if they're within the geographical area that you can serve them. And also there are many different ways on Google to advertise, not just the search that you think of, but also when you go throughout let's say the websites, you see different banner ads or like image ads or like GIFs. We can also advertise there, and also YouTube videos. And we'll get into these in detail, how you can actually target people and remarket to them. And where you should place your ads so people can find them. So I'm a Google partner. I was actually just recently recommended specifically from Google, their Google partners, for the work that I do. Feel free to read the recommendation on your own. Being a Google partner gives me unique ability to be able, I have a team of Google employees that help me and my clients with their Google AdWords account. Even though I'm already an expert, which you have to be to become a Google partner, they have experts there on site at Google that can actually, they go through my clients' accounts and be able to actually help make sure that the clients are being served and making money. I'm also Google AdWords certified, and just like you, I also have certifications and things that I have to get. I'm Google Analytics certified, which is where I often, if you do more than Google AdWords, then I would bring everything through with tracking to Google Analytics and track goals and conversions and everything in all your website data in this one place. I'm also being accredited certified, but I'm not going to focus on that now. And we'll start with the polling question. Go ahead, Ted.
Oh, okay. Let's see. We're going to do the first poll. Okay. How long have you been using PPC or AdWords? PPC is pay-per-click for anybody that doesn't know. So if everybody would take a few seconds to answer this. This is for NASBA guidelines requirements. We don't grade you. We don't keep track. This is just the fact that you've answered it is really the only thing that is tracked, and that is just to make sure that everybody's sitting at their PC. Okay, so three quarters have voted. Give it a little more. Okay, about 5 more seconds, and then I will close the poll and share the results. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Close the poll. Share the results. Okay. Almost 9 out of 10 of you have never used AdWords before. Okay, pay attention. This is going to be good stuff. 3% have used it less than a year. 6% have used it 1 to 5 years, and we've got an old timer on there like us. So super. That's good news. All right, y'all, back to you.
All right, great. So statistics within the U.S. So I'm going to talk about people looking for CPA, accounting, and bookkeeping related search terms in the United States. We're going to talk about volume, and we're going to focus right now on search, which is going to be the main driver for CPAs. Why is it the main driver? Because unlike other kinds of advertising platforms, for most CPAs, people are actually searching for your product. They need an account, and they need your services. So in the tax preparation category, there are almost 1 1 million per month of relative searches in the United States. And here are the different platforms that I touched on earlier, and which get to a little bit more in the beginning, so you kind of know where we're going with this. So Google Search reaches about 90% of the online population, and then YouTube is about 87.4%. Everyone knows Google is the biggest search engine, but if you think what's the second biggest search engine, it is YouTube. And the third biggest search thing is Bing is a far third. Ads on mobile is 91.5%. GDN, which is Google Display Network, those are the ads that I told you that you see on your screen when you're browsing different websites that have ads. And 64% of online population have a Gmail account, which is astonishing if you think about it. And you might not see this, but something at the top, there's a small line of ads in your Gmail. And they actually do put these ads in Gmail based on things that you write in your email, either in that current email or previous email sometimes. You can do that, which is actually really astonishing, and some people consider it really creepy. I tend to stay away from it in general for that reason. So this is what a search ad looks like here on the left. So it would say ad, but what you would see is well above the organic is that we have, or is you get your ad paid ad results. People can spend a lot of time trying to do SEO and organic reach, but it doesn't get to the top of Google. Even if you're number one on Google, you can easily be one of the top four, four ads above the organic results, and you can easily just rank above them just by bidding a few dollars. This is the center one is Google Display Network, which I mentioned, and one on the right is their YouTube ads. Actually, if you look at the YouTube image on the right, that's a Google Display Network. Technically, it's a banner within a website, but the pre-rolling that you see before videos, before video, that is a YouTube ad. All right, so buyers used to follow linear path to choosing a CPA, right? This is how it used to be, right? We go to Yellow Pages, you know, the print ad, billboards, business groups. They'd call a firm or they'd visit you, even in person. They'd request a quote, get a services comparison, and then they agree and make a purchase. You know, the typical, you know, ACD, awareness, consideration, decision. Google products for the path to choosing a CPA is different. Is that first, when people are just generally looking around trying to figure out what is out there and what people charge and just trying to get an idea, they start with search. But before they, that's when they're already doing consideration. But before that is the awareness. And this is where, so actually an important part of setting up a wide funnel, or let's say like a big net, so you're able to attract as many fish as possible. It's very, very, very cheap to put display ads. YouTube is also inexpensive. Literally you can pay pennies, a dime or two per click to your website. And then once people are actively interested, they'll search for it, and that's when they're in the consideration stage. And then when they make a decision, either we'll hit them with search, is usually the best way. We can remarket to them if they've already been to your site, or we can use display advertising, display remarketing. So people been to your site, we can also trail them. We can troll them so they can come back. Another thing to keep in mind, by the way, when people are in your decision mode, if you have any local competitors in your market, we can actively bid on their keywords. So we can actually kind of like hijack them in the sense. So what you can do is we can use all your competitors as the search terms. So when anyone searches for them, your ad will come up above their organic result. This is a great opportunity because even from the poll that we just took, 90% of you may not be on AdWords. You know, most people in your industry are not. And therefore, you can take advantage of all of their organic reach and get better than that with your ad placing above it. And since very few people will be bidding on it, it will be very, very, very cheap to actually bid on your competitors since they're not, few people are in your industry are advertising to begin with. Pat, you want to ask the next polling question?
Yeah, sure do. Okay.
And also if we have any other questions too.
Yeah.
I'm happy to answer them.
We've got a couple people questioning. Somebody missed the polling question, but no worries there. Like I said, we have you in our system. We have that you're here. Okay. Do you currently use AdWords or any other PPC network? So not just AdWords. I mean, do you use Bing, LinkedIn, Facebook? I mean, for the services that we're talking about, those would be the ones that I usually focus on. Like I do quite a lot in LinkedIn. I do some in Facebook. And I always advertise in Bing. I mean, I just always have a campaign going in Bing.
Was this question also tailored to me or just to you?
Well, hang on just a sec. I got 90% have voted. Very good. Okay, give it another 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Close the poll. Share the results. Okay, 6% of you have used AdWords or currently used AdWords, excuse me. 3% use Bing. 33% use LinkedIn. Very interesting. 24% use Facebook, and about 52% or half use something else or none of the above. Okay, give the screen back to you. And okay, you
got
any more questions? Nope, that was it.
Was that question tailored to you or to me? I'm just curious. Was that tailored to me also?
Oh, no, it was just somebody was having an issue with the polling questions, got that taken care of. Somebody had a question.
I meant the ads.
Huh?
Okay, never mind. I thought you meant the PPC one.
No.
Okay, onward.
No, we're good. Onward.
Great. All right, so search volume. So here now we're getting interesting. So, all right, so CPAs, auditor, CPAs, accountant, and accounting, and audit-related keywords. These are the trends per month. Naturally, you can see that January, February, March are the highest, and April, and then it starts to decline. And these are the main ones. So people of all the search and CPAs and accounting and audit are right up there. So, and also what you see is the competition for these terms, like I mentioned, are very low. Bookkeeping actually is medium competition, but these other terms are more related anyway. So that's good. These are their suggested bids to be in position two. And it's actually very different per market, and there's a lot of other ways that we can get these down, including quality score, which means to make our ads as relevant to your website and the keywords as possible will also bring our bids down. I'll get more into that later. Industry trend, I mean, I'm sure I don't have to explain to you what's going on here. You can guess what day we see that big crash is obviously when tax season ends in April. And then you see other things like towards the end, in the middle, that dip is Independence Day. And then you see the other dips is Thanksgiving and Christmas break. And here's just some location just for the top two states. California is number one. And, of course, these are generally organized. You see there's a representation of the size of the state. But New York does have more than Texas. So California, New York, Texas, Illinois, and the other states. All right, so the benefit of remarketing for search ads. So remarketing is as follows. Basically, and I'm sure many of you may have experienced this before, you've been to a website for whatever, you're looking, shopping or something online, and suddenly you're browsing the internet, you see ads for a website that you've been at recently. That's remarketing. But now we have remarketing for search ads. That's RLSA, you'll see. So RLSA really helps us narrow down, and really what it does is people have already been to your website. We can have them, if they search for anything, any keywords that we determine, that we can rank for them. And what that does is it really means that they're further down the sales tunnel because, you know, they've already heard about you, they've already been to your website, they're already interested. So we can make custom audiences, custom ads for the keywords that they might be targeting and send them to a place on your website that brings them further down the tunnel. Actually, another thing I want to discuss here is the conversion rate when using remarketing lists for search ads, RLSA, is so much higher than it would have been if you weren't using it. So it's highly recommended. Also, click-through rates are much higher, too, because they're already familiar with your company, because they've already been to your website. So let's go on to display, and these are the banner ads that I mentioned that you see throughout when you surf the internet. These banner ads, also known as Google Display Network, Display Ads, or GDN, short for Google Display Network. So it's on you can target people on tablets, on their phones, on their computers, and you're reaching over 90% of global internet users. And the really reason is because over 90% of global internet users are using the web. I mean, you don't say it any clearer than that. And 79% of time online is spent outside search engines. So there's a different websites that actually host these ads. All right, now this is targeting display on YouTube. Now this is very advanced, and this is where it can really help us to make the best targeting as possible. So when you just think, sometimes you see, most of the times when you see ads throughout the internet, it's totally not related to you and it's not relevant. And that's because most people that set these up are amateurs, and that's the truth. What they don't do is they don't target demographics. Like you can do all the way in the left. Affinity audiences like tax prep and planning. They don't do placements deciding what websites or apps they want to show the ads. So imagine if you choose the demographics of who sees the ads, right, the affinity audience and the placement audience. Then now we would do their awareness mode. We call, or I call that top funnel. I set up for my bigger campaign accounts, I have top funnel, medium funnel, and lower funnel. And we also incorporate remarketing into this too. And in the middle of a funnel, we do even further things. We do custom affinity audience. We target, let's say, people are entrepreneurial, so that they might want to need a CPA because they're not salary. Keywords, the people viewed CPA tax and topics targeting, tax-related targeting. And then we make similar audiences, which we can also do. So if you have a list of people that are related to CPAs, they're an email list, we can make look-alike and similar to a list of those people that use CPAs. To really find people that are demographically very similar to people that have already used the service that you provide. And we have in-market audience. In-market audience is great. This is when, you know, you're talking about Google collecting your data. And this is where they actively know if any of you right now are actively looking for anything online, let's say you're looking to buy, let's say, you know, your spouse, a present, or you're looking to buy some shoes, they know you're actively looking or you've been browsing. Or what pages you might have been on, let's say on Amazon, what you're looking for. They know what you're looking for, and as an advertiser, I can find people looking for tax and accounting services, and I can find the people that are in market, meaning in the market to buy, and only have them see your ads. And that's the right way to do it, and that's how you add, and that's how you do advertising correctly. And we bring them down finally to display select keywords, where we only put them on related websites that might be tax related, so we know they're actively looking, including if you have any competitors that might have any advertising, we can be on their site and take them away from there, and then we can re-engage with existing visitors, site visitors that we can do every year, so they make sure that they come back and use it. If there's a, you work with them annually, then they come back every year. If it's quarterly or monthly, we can do that too. So device breakdown, so for our terms in our industry, 62% is on computers, 32% mobile, and 5% on tablets. You should know that these aren't surprising to me, but you should know mobile actually represents over half. It's actually hard for me to believe. I work all day, so I'm on my computer, but people are always out and about, and let's say at work, let's say they're an employee, and they're always using their mobile phone to do their searching and their researching when they're on the go, on the train, on the bus. It's actually, so more people in our industry are searching on computers than mobile or tablet. All right, slow and steady does not win the race. All right, so for this is a little about your website. So 40% will abandon a site that takes more than 3 seconds to load. A lot of people sometimes when they look for something on Google, they might like hold control and click, which is opening that link in a new tab. It's like right-clicking on open a new tab. And what we do is they open a bunch of things, and if it takes too long to load, they just X out because they have a few options already open. This is very common practice. So 40% of people make sure it has to be done. You have to make, will abandon if it takes more than 3 seconds, and they expect the page to load expect it to load within 2 seconds. I'm sure you all know what it's like when your internet's slow. We've all been frustrated. We've all been there. So take action. Now and next, right? So first you should do is you can do this on your own. Take this, write this down, testmysite.thinkgoogle.com, and you're going to get this, you can get this whole PowerPoint later. And drive mobile conversions, this is another website, it's a little longer for that I was able to make clickable, make sure that you get it, or you can take a picture with your phone and go to it later. And this is where you can actually test what your website is like, how fast it is, how good it is, how responsive it is, and also how good it is on mobile. So I want to go back to the path to purchase for the accounting industry online. So what we start is, many people start with display click. That's just seeing the banners around. They're like, oh, kind of the top funnel. And they kind of get into it, into what's going on with your, they go into getting interested in being, they get interested in accounting services. And then later on, when they're more interested, they're actively searching for it. That's the organic search right here. And then even more when you do the paid ads, which is where also partly where I come in, is where actually people are further down tunnel when they're paid ads. They're ready to click on ad when they're ready to engage more when they already know what they want and they're more interested. Then there's the website referrals, emails, brand page search. That means they've already been to your website or they know of you, and they search for your company in Google and they'll click your ad, right? And then the best is direct, is that they already know you well enough that they actually write your website directly in. Tad, you want to take away the next polling question?
Yeah, I tell you what, before we do that, we had a great question come in. John was asking, and I'm going to read this and see what you think, and I've got my own answer that I put out there, and I'd like to show that after you get done. He says, I heard AdWords does not work for professional services such as CPAs, lawyers, etc. Do you have any testimonials to the contrary? I've been an accountant and order and other accountants tell me it doesn't work. And I basically said, yeah, no, I hear the same thing all the time. I talk to a lot of CPAs, but the ones, and this is what I put into John, I didn't want to put it out there to everybody just yet, but you know, there's almost a million searches a month in the U.S. for CPA-related services, and we didn't even use all the search terms to get that number, or Google didn't use all the search terms to get that number. PPC is just a tool, gang. You know, how you use it, how your landing pages are organized, what you say in your ads compared to everybody else, whether you're paying enough, whether you're paying for the right keywords, the wrong keywords, it all depends, and it has to be monitored and basically managed and worked to find that optimum spot to get your ads to drive some traffic that will convert. And I've been doing pay-per-click for 10 years. So, you know, I've been through the ringer. I've done all kinds of stuff. Yoel and I have been working together for a few months now, and it has gotten a lot more complex. I'm going to stop there and give it over to him, and then I got something I want to show everybody in a minute. So, Yoel, you want to say anything to that?
Sure, yeah. I have actually a very large startup legal client. I can actually have a case study on it. I can't reveal who it is, but I can send it to you. I have a handful of case studies. I also, other service providers, I have a travel vaccination clinic. I have a couple dentists. I have a lot of service providers, and they actually work really well. Excuse me. The thing about the service providers is they actually, it takes a lot more work than other accounts. And I'll tell you why. So the great thing about service provider, people are looking for your services, and this is why it's really important to set up a really good account, like which I've reviewed and go over, because the actual people search and they look for the ads, it could be expensive, but if you're not using, what happens is a lot of people stop there, they just do search. They're not doing display advertising with the heavy targeting of the demographics and the interest in the in-market, and they're not doing remarketing, people that have been to your website, and they're not bidding on their competitors' terms. So they might not know you, but let's say if you can just think of like 30 people in your town that are accountants, clicking for, let's say, their search term is much, much, much cheaper than someone saying, need help with bookkeeping, or, you know what I mean, need help, you know what I mean, I need a CPA for taxes, you know what I mean, that kind of search term is much cheaper. So people don't know the hacks, people don't have the experience, and people don't know how to set up a big, successful campaign. Services are more expensive per click than goods, that is true. And that's where a lot of people fail, is that because they're not experts. The prices are set at market share, and you have to be better than the average advertiser to be successful. And I have the case studies to back that up. And send that over your email, and I'll make sure to send it over to you afterwards.
Yeah, if anybody wants that case study, just open up a ticket with CPE Think on the red tabs on our website, or send it to service@cpethink.com, and I'll give you that email address towards the end. Hang on just a second, y'all. I want to just to show that question, because I love that question, because
it's very good.
It is a great question. It depends is really the answer, and I'm going to grab the screen right here, and I'm going to show you a let's see, what is this? Well, where'd I go? Hold on. Sorry about that, gang. Let me get back into here. Okay. Let's see. Can everybody see my screen? It was loading. It just moved. Okay. Go back to this. Sorry about this, gang. My internet connection with GoTo running is a little bit slow. Okay, it says that you guys are waiting for the next screen while you're doing that. I'm going to go ahead and bring that search term back up that I was looking at. For some reason, GoTo has changed the way they do this. I have a little flashing thing. Anyway, I apologize that you can't see this. I'm just going to read it off. I mean, you can, well, I know you can't do it because unless you have an AdWords account, but I just did a search for Denver attorney. And if you look on the related keywords that come up, Denver DUI attorney, which in Colorado stands for driving under the influence, people are paying $119.18 a click, not a conversion, a click. So if they're converting 1 out of 10, they're paying $1,200 to get a job out of that. It either converts really well or people are throwing away a ton of money. So, you know, again, what I said to John is it's a tool. It just depends. You still says you can't see my screen, but another search term, personal injury attorney Denver, shows only there's about 500 searches a month, but people are paying, attorneys are paying $188.45 a click. That's a click. That's quite a lot. So, you know, I think it does work because if it didn't work, people wouldn't be paying $200 a click.
Can I say something real fast? I don't know, can anyone hear me? I don't know.
Yeah.
There's actually, I don't know, really a couple years ago, Google yourself. By the way, these are radical outliers. I mean, I don't, none of my clients are paying more than $20 per click, and you wouldn't either. Depends on, but it's kind of funny. Is Google the most expensive AdWords pay-per-click search terms? It's really interesting, like the 100 most, and they tell you the prices. I think it starts at a couple hundred bucks. But it's really interesting, and most of them, overwhelmingly, if I remember correctly, are service-oriented because they're also larger margins. Just a side note.
Yep. All right, so, okay, I'm giving you the screen back. Getting off my soapbox.
All right, now consumers use the web as a hub. All right, so things have changed. And just like anything else, people don't research for CPAs like they used to. People don't like to ask friends as much. Friends still like to refer, but people often, instead of asking friends or asking around, I know a lot of this in the life insurance business, my brother sells life insurance, is that they'd rather not be referred to someone that they know and have their own agent for insurance and, let's say, in savings. So people will actually do a lot of research on their own, and especially if someone recommends someone, they do go do a Google, they go do a Google check. Do you see my screen?
No, I don't. I was just gonna interrupt you and say I see the splash screen.
All right, hold on. I just saw the thing just came up.
Oh, there it was. It was and it disappeared.
It should come right back. You got it again?
There it is.
All right, great. All right, so I was saying, new consumers use the web as a hub. Right, so what you're seeing is social media. I mean, I'm sure a whole bunch of you are on social media. If you are not, other people that you work with are on Facebook, are on Twitter. Everyone's using their mobile phones. Everyone has a smartphone now. Everyone's on the internet seeing display ads. When everyone has a question, they Google it. Often, there's even a website called Let Me Google That For You, and someone asks you like a dumb question. You can actually send it back to them, and it actually is like a video of like a robot typing in their question into Google. That there's no reason you need to ask your friends questions anymore when you can Google it yourself. And online videos, online reviews, these are all very important. It's very important to have an online presence. That sums everything up. What I really want to focus on the last thing is let you know that, like every industry, your industry is no different. Referrals are important in your industry, just like they are in every other industry. However, there are a lot of people you can grow much more rapidly if you're advertising online, and there's a reason why the successful service-oriented companies do. And so if you have any questions, you can contact me. Again, I'm a Google partner, and I'm certified. My email is right there, yoel@amplifyingmarketing.com. You can shoot me up at, follow me on Twitter, message me there, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Let me know from this webinar, and I'd love to connect with you. And if you have any more questions, you can get that ready too, and I'll be able to answer them shortly.
Okay, we got one more polling question to do.
All right, cool. And a unique offer just for people here. I'm happy to give any of you that actually care, they cared enough to come to this webinar and are interested in growing your CPA business. If you have an online marketing account, sorry for that misspelling, it's pretty amateur. I know your name said it didn't, I'm happy to give you a free audit. Or if you want consultation, free 30-minute consultation, I'm happy to provide with. It's $150 value. The qualifier is that you must be willing to do at least $1,500 a month in ad spend. And that's the end of the slideshow. And if you guys have any questions, let us know. Do you want to ask the final polling question?
Yep. Hang on. I'm answering a question. Or kind of.
You can ask them out loud. If one person has a question, other people might also.
A lot of the questions came because I messed up the screen. Okay, here's one. While I'm bringing the polling question up, can Google alert me when someone searches for a term I specify? I'll let you do that while I get the polling question.
Okay, that's great. I like your question. They don't just alert. I mean, no, you're not. You're going to have so many of these. You're going to have hundreds a day, thousands a day. So many people searching for it. Let's say if you live in a town or a city, or let's say you want to focus on a zip code, you'd be surprised how many people search for it. You don't want to get multiple alerts a day. What you do is you can see in Google AdWords, which is almost live time, you can see how it's searched, how many people have actually viewed your ad. And of those people that have viewed your ad, how many of them have clicked on your ad? I mean, so you can actually see all that in real time in Google AdWords. It's way too much of adding. You don't want to be alerted every time someone searches a term that you're interested in advertising.
Yeah. And like, just for example, I have several Google alerts set up for certain products that I'm looking to buy. If you've ever heard of mountain boards, they're kind of hard to find. I live in Colorado, and it's a sport up here. So I have a Google alert set up for mountain boards. And about once every 2 or 3 weeks, I'll get a notice or an email say, hey, you know, somebody's put something up online, and Google has indexed it, and it has the search term that I'm in there. So, yes, you can, but, Gary, what you were talking about for fraud as a search term, I wouldn't do that. Like, you'll get buried in alerts. You don't want to do that. Okay, right. Last polling question. If you could push an easy button and have PPC done for you, would you? Would you do any of these? Everybody would please take a few seconds to vote. Okay, about 3/4 have voted. We'll give it a few more seconds. Everybody would keep going on that. Okay, about 90% so far, so I will give it 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Close the poll. Share the results. Okay, if you could push an easy button and have PPC done for you, 22% said, I would have done it yesterday. 13%, I would consider doing it now. 28%, I would consider doing it in the future. And 9% say, I would never do PPC. And 28% are not sure. So, okay, nice spread there. And very good answers. Okay, hide that poll. Okay, any questions? Let me make sure that I haven't missed anything. Let me get rid of all the ones I've answered. Okay, answer that. And just to let everybody know, and this is just my own personal experience on AdWords and other platforms, because I've done LinkedIn, I've done Facebook, I've done, what was it called, business.com back in the day when that was effective, and probably a few others that I don't remember. The offer that Yoel had up before about the consultation or the audit, if you've got an account, let him audit it. If I highly suggest that. I can tell you he has helped us here at CPE Think. I don't know if you've realized it or not. Maybe you'll speak to this after I'm done. Is about 2 months ago, Google changed the way they displayed ads. And my belief was is they were just trying to get more money out of me. But what they did was is they took away the right side ads. So those 10 ads that we used to see on the right side that were just smaller versions of the one that they had at the top and the bottom disappeared one day. And in my industry, in the CPE industry, that almost doubled our ad cost overnight and cut our traffic in half at the same time. Needless to say, the industry went on kind of a binge, whereas before the most anybody was ever paying for a keyword, for a click in CPE was about $13, $12, $13, $14. Today, and it's still happening, there are providers, and I'm not going to mention who they are, competitors of ours, that are paying upwards of $35 and $40 a click. And this is in a period of a few weeks this happened. So this was something no one had control over, but it was a major shift in the advertising environment that all of the CPE providers live in. So overnight, if you weren't paying attention or if you were trying to keep your ad in position one or two or whatever it was before, whereas you would be paying, oh, $9, $10 a click, you're now paying $30 a click. So your ad cost just tripled. Now, we weren't doing that because we weren't going after those keywords, but ours did double. And it was quite a shock. Our existing ad company couldn't handle it. They were struggling. They wouldn't get back to me. Yoel and I got together, and he has done a lot for us and basically has cut our pay-per-click way back down to less than it was before Google made the change. And he's gotten our clicks almost back to where they were. Now, I can't guarantee he'll do any of that for anybody else, and neither can he. He has to look at the campaign. But my point is this, is that pay-per-click advertising works if your audience is searching online. And I think we have shown today that your audience, if you are a CPA in private practice or a firm, is searching online. I mean, a million searches a month, they're out there. They're searching for you. I have clients that I use or that I work with doing other types of marketing services. And even in cities the size of Denver, there are a lot of searches for CPAs. As Joel was saying, service industries, you just have to look at it a little different, and it does take more work. So if you do have an AdWords campaign, take advantage of the free offer. Get him to do you an audit. See if he can show you any things that you might be missing or money you can save or areas that you could expand in. Otherwise, if you are considering getting into it, before you jump in and do a bunch of work, because even if you don't spend a lot of money starting out, what you will spend is a lot of time, and your time is valuable. I mean, you are professionals. You bill by the hour most of the time or a lot of the time. So spending time setting up an AdWords campaign that may or may not work, take 30 minutes, give Yoel a call, talk about what you want to do, and let him give you some suggestions, some examples, some things you can go about and do yourself or maybe look for other solutions. So anyway, Yoel, if you want to chat about or mention the Google AdWords, the right side ad change for just a minute.
Sure, actually Facebook is doing this too. To actually go back to someone's earlier question, I also do advertise not just on LinkedIn. I actually have a blog on my website for business to business using LinkedIn and AdWords or marketing together, which their marketing section really talks about how to make it cheaper, because I'm sure those advertising on LinkedIn know that LinkedIn is extremely expensive per click, upwards of $10 often. But I also do Pinterest ads, Amazon ads, Bing, Twitter, LinkedIn and Waze GPS mapping advertising. So Facebook, so the world's moving to mobile. The world is already at mobile. Majority of search is mobile. Overwhelming majority of people on Facebook are on mobile. What Facebook is doing, and Google's doing the same thing, is that Facebook also has ads on the right side. Google used to, and they're both moving away to it, because there's no room for the right side ad on your mobile. It has to be something you scroll through, so like in your news feed. So that's why they're getting rid of it. There's no secret about it, but they need to optimize and focus on making everything mobile friendly as possible, including what you should do for your website. You should take advantage of those links I sent you. I put up on the, one of the first slides, like slide 5 or 6 or something. And so this is where they're going. And so what they did do, though, for those that are proactive, like CPE Think and my other clients, which they just rolled out 2 weeks ago, and I'm actually writing a blog on it now, it's called Expanded Text Ads. Basically, your ad is twice the size, double the size. Instead of being 25 characters, 35 and 35 characters, you get 30, 30, and 80. So it's actually absolutely huge. And what it does is you're able to bid less, and you might get a worse position on Google, but your ad will be more prevalent, especially now against your competition, since no one else is using it yet, and you'll be able to get more clicks at a cheaper price. So take advantage, get a first mover advantage to Google's radical change, and I'd be happy to help you. I'd be happy to help you try that. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate. I'd love to talk. If you couldn't tell, shoot me an email, hit me up on Twitter or on LinkedIn, and I'll be able, and we'll speak on the phone or Skype. We can connect, and I would love to help you.
Okay, super. Okay, got another question in. On the alert
question.
On the alert question.
Don't have any more questions. Ask now.
Okay. On the alert question, said I have 100 plus alerts set up. So He knows what alerts are. I apologize. I missed that. I didn't understand the question. What the question really is if somebody searches for a term like fraud, can Google tell you who did the search? And my answer to that was no. And they probably will never do that, because if they did, if Google told people what I was searching for, I'd quit searching. I wouldn't use the search anymore.
Hold on, but you do great insights if you're bidding on terms. But by the way, just side note, like Facebook, when you target people, you can't target people that reaches less than 1,000 people, because then they think you might be trying to close in on someone you know, as like a privacy thing. Google also cares about privacy, because if it really gets creepy, then people are going to stop using their services, and that's the end. You know, that's their bread. This is their bread and butter. It's Google that makes money. There's so many people advertising. Well, you know what device, you know what location, precise location, that they search from, what time of day, what day of the week, right? You know all this, what they search for, other things that they've been on, Google knows. They have cookies, they know other places that they shop and that they look at, which I mentioned. So when we do display in marketing, so if they're searching for your product or a product that you want to target, we know all this about them. We do not know the individual, but we know so much about them. We know their demographics. So we really know a lot about them. And I do a lot of A-B testing and segmentation. I'm a big data guy. I actually have a financial analysis background, a financial analysis education, and I'm an MBA. So I'm a big data guy, and I like numbers analysis. So I really use a lot of A-B testing and segmentation to be able to provide strong results. And so you do use all that data that Google does give you. Yes, they give you a lot of information about the person searching, everything except for, let's say, the person and the block that they're on.
Okay. Oh, one thing that I did want to bring up that Yoel also he and I talked about that we're doing for or have done for CPEthink.com, and this does not release anybody's private information to Google. It basically, how do I say this? I'll let you. Would you talk about custom audiences some, and how you can build custom audiences and use those from website traffic or from other sources?
Sure. There are many different ways to build custom audiences. I want to talk about, okay, so one custom audience can be an email list. For Google, you need a minimum of 1,000 active using email, so usually requests like 1,200. And what we can do is that can be a list. On top of that, we can also use, Google will make you a similar to list. That's another custom audience list. So those are, I think, the best ways, is if you have certain people you want to target, especially certain customers, and we can make similar to. Another custom list or a custom audience is we can use remarketing, people that have been on your website. So I remarket for people, let's say, for my clients, if they've been on, let's say, the site for a couple minutes, or if they've been on several pages, or if, let's say, they hit checkout for some of my e-commerce clients, but didn't actually check out, so let's say, or they have something in their cart, but never purchased anything, or then I just exclude people that did all these, but also did purchase. I remove that. You know, there's many, many ways to make custom lists, custom audiences. The other way is custom targeting. I don't know, maybe that's the person intended, but I'll touch on it for a moment because maybe other people are wondering. Is that like I can actively in display? You actually have I can enter what keywords that are relevant and what to that person. And how do they know it's relevant? Because they know what the person searches for. Google knows everything about you. They made a profile of you. If you clear your cache, it might be hard to remarket from people who have been to your website. However, Google still knows about everything about you because they've actually made a profile around you and your PC and your mobile phone. That's where the creepiness kind of comes in. You can't really shake off Google completely. For good reason. Google doesn't want to, because this is how they make money. And so we can target people not just based on what websites they go to, and we can target people based on their interests, and we can target people based on topics, and basically we can target people if they're actively looking for related products and services. So these are different audiences that we can use, and the most effective way is to use them all together.
Okay, super. And also, just to be clear, I can't remember what you called it, the It's in Facebook. It's a lookalike audience. The one
similar to
audience, which I think is a pretty neat idea. So say, like, for example, if you upload 1,000 email addresses, if you have 1,000 email addresses of people that could be prospective clients of yours, is Google will go out and over time build you a much, much larger list to advertise to of people that are similarly in behaviors and demographics to the people that you showed them.
It's even more than that. Can I jump in here for a second?
Yeah,
I want
sure.
to differentiate. It's kind of interesting, maybe to me, because of what I do for a living. There's a big difference between Facebook's lookalike and Google's similar to. Facebook will take your interests, so-called, that Facebook thinks that you have, and your behaviors, and they'll find other people that have similar interests and similar behaviors. But there is some mistakes in that, because let's say, one person, they might say, let's say you like political candidate X. Let's say you probably don't like that political candidate X, and you post a lot about that candidate because you dislike them. So it's not always excellent targeting. But I'd say there's about 85% certainty with Facebook. It's actually very good. Google does something very different. It doesn't take past data like Facebook does of, let's say, what pages you like and what you engage with on Facebook to see what you like to find other people that are similar in demographics and interests. What they do is, starting after you upload your list, starting that day, they take that list and they start tracking. They already are tracking. Those 1,000 plus emails, the more emails the better, the 1,000 plus emails, those people online, where they go. At the same time, they're tracking the whole entire world, and you see where they're going. And so they take those 1,000 people, where they're going, and all their demographics, and then they match up one for one, each person, that's exact as close as possible, someone else on the internet that does the same, as much relevant searching as possible to that person in that time period. So let's say it's August 11th now, so we uploaded the list today. So in the course of 2 weeks, Google will make this list, and it'll be ready, let's say, like August 25th. And we'll find people that are exactly like similar to, not lookalike, like are very similar to the very people that exactly what they were searching for. It's extremely powerful.
And it is also less expensive to advertise to that built list than, say, just a random search term that you're putting out there.
Well, the CPA, the conversion rate is much higher.
Conversion rate.
You're paying for a lead. Right.
Okay. Okay, super. All right. All right, gang. That is about all that I have. Does anybody have any other questions, comments, thoughts? Now is the time. This is one of the best PPC guys I've ever met, gang. So if you have any PPC questions, get them out there now, or shoot us an email, or open a ticket at cpethink.com or service@cpethink.com and let us know. This is very valuable info, so take advantage. Any questions? Any thoughts? Oh, I know what I forgot. I was going to put in the link to get your certificate of completion. I apologize. You will get that in an email regardless whether I put it in here or not, but I will put it in here. But you will get that in an email in about an hour. So let me go over here and put this in. This is the link for your certificate of completion. Please do log in or register in the middle of the page, not on the left. This is kind of an old program that we are updating and we are redoing, but for now you need to log in the middle to have it work correctly. And that takes you about 2 minutes to get your certificate. What that'll do is you'll log in, you'll have to answer some evaluation questions, and then it'll go out and it'll add this course to your account and generate your certificate and display it for you. If you don't get the certificate today, you can always go back to your account and print or PDF off your certificate at any time. And then here is our support email as well. You're more than welcome to send us any questions you have on today's presentations or other presentations, but or anything related to it. So any other questions, gang? Now is the time. Okay. Yoel, this was a great webinar. I mean, we still have everybody that joined is still here. So that speaks volumes to the value of what you presented. Really appreciate it. Do you have anything in closing, anything you want to say or ask before we call it a day?
No, if you have any questions, don't hesitate. I'd love to help, just like Tad. We're here for you guys. We want you and this industry to succeed.
Okay, super. Thank you, Yoel. Really appreciate your time. Everybody really appreciates your time today. Hope you got a lot out of this. We will be doing more of these as we do. We will be gearing up and doing more as summer winds down and vacations start to end, and we'll just be getting back in the swing of it. So, as I said, any questions, feel free to ask Yoel or I through the contact information that we have out there. Otherwise, again, really appreciate everybody's attendance, really appreciate your time, and we will see you on the next one. Everybody have a great day. Bye.
Cheers.